This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Kennedy. Here's your podcast for Friday, October 25th. This morning, Lana shared some very personal information with us. Her story is pretty remarkable. Annie got a little obnoxious talking on that Apple Watch because she lives in the future now. And of course, DJ Dan's weekly wrap-up, where he says that he's just more desirable than us, which is true.
What a week, Kennedy, on this show.
There was a lot of things that happened.
And you were right in the middle of all of it. First of all, we had the wedding pool, mm-hmm. right? So who's going to get married first on this show? Is it going to be Kennedy? Is it going to be Annie? Is it going to be producer Dan? We got money on it. I got Dan. Annie's got Dan. Kennedy's got...
Kennedy. Because nobody else ever will.
Put it on yourself, girl.
Yeah,
always do, buddy. Always do.
We also met one of our co-workers, Kayla the Fish Killer. And there was work party shenanigans. Let's get to it. Producer Dan and the Weekly Wrap-Up.
And now, the Weekly Wrap-Up with Producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
Burr, 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 burr.
What up, Boston?
What up, Producer Dan?
It's your boy, Producer Dan, a.k.a. Mr. Bigglesworth.
You tell him.
A.k.a. the greatest artist in human history.
Watch out,
who?
Kanye.
A.k.a. the voice of the streets, Kennedy.
Bop, bop.
DJ, drop that rap up. It's the weekly wrap up. Rise and shine. Had some downtime floating here on cloud nine. Got my feet up in the seat up and I feel fine. It's a Friday. Somebody get the chilled wine while I kick a wild rhyme that'll have your face like when Jordan was dunking from the foul line. I'ma do my rap, then dip like hummus. That's because there's a murderer among us. See, what sprung us on the case was unusual. Carson looked outside and saw a funeral. Well, I guess that we weren't on the guest list. They were playing bagpipes for a pet fish. Now get this, I ain't trying to be a jerk, but that's the fifth fish that she's killed at work. I can't lie, body count's getting scary, and her calm doesn't need a pet cemetery. I guess every fish is gonna have its time. Kayla came in and admitted to the crime. You just dip Friday, leave him alone? Oh well, I guess Nemo ain't getting home. Now some basic life things, fish need them. Like you gotta, I don't know, feed them. Come on, Kayla, you just racking up guppies. Man, I hope she never graduates to puppies. I think your desk got the ghosts of some haunted fish. How you want Petco's most wanted list? This bit almost had me lose my cool. Carson started up a show, wedding pool. As for rules, it's as simple as it gets. Which one of us will marry next? Place your bets. I was vexed, the results were confusing me. How the hell all these people keep choosing me? That's tomfoolery, no bouquets or gowns. Like Taylor Swift said, you need to calm down. See, I clown around, but this is true. If I'm on one knee, it's to tie my shoe. Maybe in a decade, there might come a day. On the fan poll, I'm winning in a runaway. Annie and Carson picked me, that's uncanny. I said, hell nah, it's gonna be Annie. Kennedy ain't get picked, she was on the shelf. So she said, alright, I'll pick my damn self. I guess I'll take it as a win, what can you do? I guess I'm just more desirable than you two. Last thing before I go, don't bar me. We tore it up at our own company party. Beers and Bacardi to start me, we got it in. Sal ain't really getting back his deposit then. Y'all drank from the start to the very end. You give us an open bar, then you gon' spend. When it comes to pot stirring, he's a general. Carson recorded a bunch of drunk millennials. Their request was a little ambitious. Slurry drunk like, Annie, just come out with us. Carson said, do it, Annie, if you feel bold. But she went home because she's 82 years old. Weren't, weren't, weren't. All right, I'm out, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Wow, Dan. I'm just going to say this, and I'm saying it with all the love I have in my heart for you.
Yeah.
That one's going to come back to bite you in the ass.
I'm going to play that one at your wedding reception in the Friday Free For All weekend party reception update.
It's fine. It's fine.
I'm fine.
It's fine.
I am 82 years.
When you thought you were going to do morning radio, it was going to be cool and fun. You're like, I work with these old people. They're so old.
I am a loser.
The weekly wrap up with producer Dan every Friday at about this time. And if you miss it, of course, we put it up in the podcast, which you can get through the iTunes podcasting app or at radio.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Obviously, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it hit very close to home for all of us here at Mix 104.1 a year ago. Our very own Erin O'Malley went through chemo last year. Was her last treatment a year ago? Is that what you said?
No, her double mastectomy was a year ago. Well,
mm-hmm. So it's been a year since she had the double mastectomy.
Yes, which is a lot.
Right,
yes.
Right.
She went through a lot, yes, right. But she is a bright, shining example of what can happen when you check yourself,
yep. Mm-hmm.
And have a remarkably positive mental attitude. I firmly believe that cancer had no shot with her.
She's a literal superhero.
There's literally no way that it was going to win with her.
Mm-mm. And checking yourself is kind of why we're talking about this right now. My wife is here with us. Good morning, Lana.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
So Lana was checking herself. Has it been about two and a half years ago that you first...
2.5, 3 years.
Yeah, that you first found the lump?
Yep.
And do you want to kind of explain what they said and kind of what's been going on behind the scenes over the past couple of years?
Yeah, I guess, you know, obviously scary. You find a lump. I went to the doctor. They sent me immediately to go have a mammogram, and obviously never had one and didn't know what to expect. Had an ultrasound.
They're pleasant.
And that, yeah, so pleasant. And then that very day, they said, hey, yeah, there's something there. We're going to biopsy it today. So they did, and they diagnosed it as something, I guess it's kind of uncommon, a hamartoma. Nobody will know what it is, but they just said, we want to keep an eye on it. And I had a second opinion. I went to a surgeon. They didn't want to remove it because of the size. It was pretty large. And they just kept checking it every 6 months. But every 6 months to have a mammogram, they didn't want to continue to put me through that. So we bumped it out to a year, and I had one a few months ago, and then I had another checkup, and all of a sudden, it was kind of out of the blue. My doctor said, yeah, I think we need to get that out of there. Mm-hmm. And that was like 2.5 weeks ago. I don't think that it is cancer. They've said it's benign, but I mean, they...
It just doesn't need to be there, so let's go ahead and get it out.
Right. That's what I'm
going to
do.
Oh, mm-hmm. Boo.
Yeah, so yeah. My wife, Lana, is having surgery today. She goes in 10:30 at Brigham and Women's, and I just have to tell you, it's a lot. It's stressful.
Yeah, all the, of course.
You know, I just can't imagine what it's like for a woman to have to go through this. Like, there's nothing that I can compare it to that I've ever been through, and just all of the emotional stuff. And then just, you know, having the surgery, having the scars, having a part of you removed like that, the scare, the concern.
Lana, chicks dig scars. Don't forget.
Yeah. Listen, I think it's better out than in.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, it is what it is, and we'll... Hopefully it's nothing, and I'll cross that bridge when I get to it.
Right.
And, you know, just got to do what you got to do.
Well, we will send you all of the good love and the good energies and the prayers, and I know everybody listening will do the same.
It's just so unbelievable.
No, I mean, listen, look at Erin.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
right.
If that's not a better example, I mean, I can't sit over here and complain about my... 4 centimeter.
You can talk about whatever you want to talk about, Lana. It's yours and yours to own. So please don't discount what you're going through, because just by talking about it now, you're doing some good. So you know
right.
what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, you were young and you checked yourself and you followed your gut. And I feel like that is the scariest thing to do, to know that there's something there. And like you said, you went and got a second opinion. You went to see these people and you kept checking on it. And that's so important. And it is so scary.
You have to be your own advocate
yes,
sometimes.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. I mean, I will say this. I live in a town with wonderful doctors, mm-hmm. and all of which yeah. I love. And, you know, I'm just so thankful for them and the job that they do every day. So
So Carson, you're going to head over
today too. As
will do. And you're going to head over there, Carson. Be with her when she wake up.
Yeah. So her, you know, Mimi's picking her up here in a few minutes, and so the friends of ours taking Barrett to school, and then Mimi's taking her, and I'm going to go over there. You know, a little bit later.
Will you guys keep us posted and stuff, and let us know how you're doing when you wake up, Lana?
Can I take a picture of the thing they take out? Will they let me do that?
No.
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 So, Lana, how long before you can have wine again?
I'm sure that's tonight, Dan.
Let's go.
It's my girl.
Lana, the text messages are coming in. We love you, Lana. Brigham Nurse here sending well wishes to Lana. Rest assured she's being treated by the best care team. She will do great from this 978. Thinking of you, Lana. Best of luck and love today. So, we all love you. Everybody listening loves you. We'll be with you in spirit, okay?
Yes, thank you guys so much. Love you guys.
We love you.
Love you.
Love you, babe.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. It was so funny. She thought I stumbled into a Christmas gift last night, hidden somewhere in the house, and we had a little argument about it. She's like, "You are not allowed to argue with me about this tonight.
She's
tomorrow,
like, I have enough going on."
Right. I'm like, "You are right."
I'm gonna shut up
nosy.
Now.
It was an accident.
You can be nosy here. Don't be nosy in your
house.
No,
I never saw it. I never found it. It was an accident. So anyway.
Well, we love her. Yeah, best of luck to her. Please keep us posted. Let us know how everything
that.
Goes.
I appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I don't know if there's somebody in your life that is like this, that has become that person. I have somebody in my life that is like this, that they are incessantly texting into their Apple Watch because it does voice to text, right? So no longer are they sending text messages on their phone. They're just talking into their Apple Watch with their text messages everywhere they are. Like, you're at a restaurant and they're talking into their watch. You're on the T and they're talking to their watch. You're in the studio getting ready for a radio show and they're talking to their watch. Annie has become that person.
Yes,
now.
I have, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Not even a little bit?
Not even in the slightest, Dan. I hate texting so much because I just hate typing out messages. Honestly, I'd rather call people all the time, but I know people don't want to hear my voice all the time. And, you know, people are busy and stuff. I get it. But it's just so much easier to talk into your watch. And
My wife does this. So my wife has had her Apple Watch for about a year now, and she refuses to text anymore.
Yeah.
She does it all. She's every time I come around the corner, here she is holding her wrist up to her face talking, and she just looks like she's a CIA agent or something trying
That's
to call
it. That's what I feel like.
Right.
I'm like walkie-talkie.
We're like living in the future.
Yes.
Now, I have a question.
Yes.
I don't have one of these, but isn't it generally considered kind of obnoxious to be like at a restaurant and loudly talking into your watch instead of just sending
talking
a text?
Talking into anything is loudly like, obnoxious, or, like, I think.
But so is texting. If I'm out to lunch with somebody and their head is down and they're just typing on their phone, I think that's more
Yes,
rude.
But if I'm sitting next to you, I don't want to hear what you're texting, talking device
I don't
want to
hear Cheryl on the elevator, what she's doing for dinner.
God, no, I don't.
Well, funny you should mention elevators. Because I was at the Chestnut Hill Mall last night, and I was in the elevator, and I was like, I don't care that there's six other people in here. And I was like,
you
yes, Erica,
not.
I will be here later.
You did not.
Of course I did.
Rude. In a crowded elevator?
I don't care.
Are you one of those people? Because I'm actually like this. Do you also put your, like, if you're asking a question at the end, you're like, so, am I going to meet you later? Question mark.
Exclamation point.
Well, if you don't do that, how will people know what your tone is?
Right.
That's just, of course you have to.
I was at the gym yesterday, and I was starting my workout, and I was like, can you start my workout, please? And then it just came. It's going to do it right now because I just talked into it. I didn't mean it. And my trainer was like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, it's going to start for me because I don't know how to do anything on this watch yet. So
right.
I just talk into it and hope it
and hope it knows what
it
to
out.
Do.
Roll the dice.
The technology is incredible.
It's unbelievable.
I do feel like an old person sometimes because my wife is like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm texting. She's like, why are you using your fingers and your thumbs?
It's
you could
crazy.
Just talk into your phone. I'm
Neanderthal.
Like, I know.
I don't need everyone to hear what I'm texting. I'm sorry. It's not everybody's business what I'm texting.
And they don't want to hear what you're texting.
Thank you, Dan.
Yes, but it's not like I'm typing out, like if I'm talking into my watch, I'm not saying anything dramatic or anything that's that personal.
Yet.
But that might happen. The only thing I hate is when you're talking into your watch, obviously it's not going to spell people's names correctly or the exact thing you want to say. So I always say, sorry, I'm typing into my watch or talking into my watch. Just so people know
that happened, like casino guy, he does it all the time.
Oh
so if I'm at his house, he'll be like around the corner and I'll be like, what?
Oh, that, yes.
And it's not me he's talking to.
Right.
He will literally be in the middle of a sentence with me.
Yes.
And then turn around and talk into his phone.
Yes.
And then turn around and talk back to me. I'm like, which part of that was for
Preach.
Me? It's fine. I mean, he's got to work. I get it. But
my wife does this all the time. I will be. My wife will be in the kitchen. She's like, "Hey, I was gonna, you know, you want to have spaghetti for dinner?" Or, and no, those three monograms aren't ready yet. You wanted the one in red. I'm like, what? I didn't order any monograms.
What happened?
She's like, no, I'm talking to my watch. I'm like, you have to delineate. You stopped one conversation and started the next. I completely forgot. She does that all the time.
We're just such multitaskers. We can't put it.
I know.
Down for 5 minutes.
I mean, I get it. It's nice to not have to. But like I said, I guess I'm just old school. And I'm
We're turning into Wally. Pretty soon we won't walk anymore.
You guys are trying to make thumbs obsolete, and I'm not here for it.
No, we're the only ones that have them.
We need opposable justice for the thumbs.
The raccoons will rise up if we do this.
Now, Annie, is there ever a situation that would be too far that you wouldn't talk in your phone in public, or you don't care where you are or who you're at?
I guess if I'm at work and I'm texting about something personal, I wouldn't do it. Even though you guys already know everything, so mm-hmm. Who cares?
Text on the 978. There's a woman I work with. She's the voice text. It's so obnoxious, especially the little beep. Alanis doesn't have a beep. Does yours have a beep?
No.
Huh?
Maybe on the phone because you have to like hold it down.
Oh, no, that's different. So that's a voice record. They have...
No. Voice. Mine does that too.
Yeah.
It does?
If I go to push that, if I'm in the car and I'm going to try and send something back, which I hate doing anyway.
Right.
It'll go beep.
Yeah, mine does.
Or like a blink or it makes a certain tone.
Do you ever use the voice thing though, where you text the voice message?
No, because I just think that's weird. Why am I sending you a recording of my voice?
That but is why? Strange.
But isn't it?
I don't want to listen.
It's a recording of your voice.
I understand, but isn't that more personal because then you get the tone
okay,
of what
stop.
You're saying?
Okay, stop. There's no personal when it comes to conversating.
No, because then they have to play that
phone.
Out loud. Then they have to play me saying, I don't know, some kind of expletive out loud at their work.
Don't need other people hearing that.
Gosh, no. Golly, no.
Are they wearing their AirPods? If so, all right. But if not, mm-mm.
Oh. Call me out.
All right. Well, welcome to the obnoxious world of Apple Watchers.
I'm living in 3000. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Calm down, Jonas Brothers.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It is Friday, and you know I am so nosy. Nosy, nosy, nosy.
Nosy, rosy.
I am nosy. I need to know what you are doing 24/7. And
yes.
I also like to just let you know what I'm doing 24/7. I just randomly
Let's be
text
honest,
everybody.
That's really why he does right. it.
It's both. It's
There's
both.
Never been a more on the grid person.
Carson no. is a flex.
Guess
like,
what I'm doing
what
at all times.
I know. I text them just random photos of things that I'm doing all throughout the day, knowing that
and
Kennedy
then,
is
like,
rolling
I'll be
her eyes.
I'll be taking a nap or something and be like, oh, is it important? No.
No.
What are you doing? All right, so
no.
let's go around the room, Kennedy. The weekend is here. What do you have planned for this weekend?
Okay, so, well, today I have to clean out the last of the things at my apartment at the Eddy down in Eastie.
Right.
There's just things everywhere.
So is it almost empty?
It's totally empty, except for one thing. Did you want to have a quick party?
Kegger?
Do you want to do a day drinking over there today?
Oh, that sounds so awesome.
Okay. I'm literally leaving here at 10:30, so
will we
come
have
on
to
over.
Clean?
No, all I have to do is sweep. Oh. I don't have to clean anything. Can I tell you how amazing this apartment complex is?
Yeah,
I don't have to clean the stove. I don't have to clean the bathroom.
Yeah,
I have to sweep.
People. That's nice.
That's amazing.
So that.
Okay.
And then tomorrow morning, Annie's hosting the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Walk, which I'm going to go
yes.
to.
Where is that?
It's down at City Hall Plaza tomorrow
Ooh,
morning.
Wow.
Yep. So we're going to do that.
Yes.
And then I'm having brunch with a girlfriend that I haven't seen in like 800 years.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday or Sunday, here's the one that you can all make fun of me for.
Okay.
I'm doing a thing called the Big Quiet.
Oh.
It's at the Boston Public Library.
Okay.
And it's like 2 hours of
silence,
quiet meditation, unplugged performances.
Unplugged?
Things of this nature.
Like,
but that's like your
slam
life,
poetry?
That's
no.
like your life, though.
Julia Robb.
It's like a mass meditation. And
that's
they've been
awesome.
Doing it all over the country, and they're going to be doing it here at the Boston Public Library on like Sunday night. The question is, will I get to the city at 7 o'clock at night on
no,
a Sunday?
No, zero chance of that.
Should
happen.
Take the tea.
What will the
performances oh, definitely.
Be?
I don't know. It's huh. just, it's sort of this,
could
like I said, a big
bongos.
Mass meditation
that's
thing.
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe
yeah.
sound. Sound
Some,
work.
Shakers.
Or, you know, the bowls that make the sound.
Oh, a sound bath, if you will.
That's it, Annie.
Well, I would like to invite you, Kennedy.
Yes.
This afternoon from 3 to 5.
Yes.
If you need a new coat for winter.
Obviously.
I'm going to be at the Burlington Coat Factory.
How did you get to do that?
In Dedham.
What?
I know, right?
Okay, let's go.
Right?
I actually have told myself that I'm not allowed to buy any more coats.
How many coats will I leave with? That's the question. Because I'm definitely coming out with a ski jacket. I know that's
happening.
Say
one and maybe a vest.
A ski jacket and a vest.
I feel like you need some kind of middle ground.
Yeah.
You'll get Barrett too.
And Barrett will
You'll get
Lana. Oh, yeah, Barrett.
You'll have to get Barrett
matching
ones.
Barrett needs a new ski jacket. Yeah. Yeah, so try and get on my level for this weekend. There's really not much else going on in my weekend. That's all I'm really doing. So anyway, how about you, Annie?
I feel like today's pretty low-key. My dad and I are going to go to Sully's because I haven't been yet.
When are you going?
I don't know. Maybe like 5 o'clock?
Sully's? Oh, in Southie?
Yeah, Castle Island.
Oh, yeah.
So it's my favorite place. Like when I was driving home from school from Florida, the first place we went, we didn't even stop at my house to see my mom. After 4 months, I went to Sully's.
I feel you.
And I haven't been yet.
I haven't been all summer.
Like right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. That's what happens when you get old.
I know. It's sad. And then tomorrow, Halloween, well, the suicide walk, which is going to be awesome. I'm so excited for that. The weather looks awesome for tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow night is a Halloween party.
Yeah, so it's weird because Halloween's almost like in the middle of the week next
week. It's a Thursday, yeah.
So like next Friday.
November would be November. You have to do it.
Right.
That's when you do the Halloween parties. Always the Saturday before.
Right. So next, but people are doing Halloween next weekend too, which is like November 1st.
Who is?
Yeah, see, that's my birthday. And once we start my, please, it's my month. I just can't deal with the Halloween.
Okay. Yeah, no, don't get it twisted.
No.
Annie's birthday's Friday. That's what happens.
Producer Dan?
Yes. So Friday, I rest.
Yes. Good for you.
Saturday, I am going to fix my truck in the morning.
Do you know how to fix a truck?
Me and my father are going to work on
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you fixing?
We have to get the bumper realigned and try to get the license plate on the front of it.
So you can take it in.
Get this rejection sticker off before I run out of time.
Right.
They give you 2 months and I'm just really milking it.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Says from the queen of procrastination over here.
And then Saturday night, I also have a Halloween party.
Do you have a costume?
I walked through Party City yesterday after the show because there's a Party City right by the our station. And I was walking up and down the aisles. It's like, I got $30. That's my cap. And I have to be spooky.
Okay.
And?
So I found like this $5 knife that goes through your head.
Okay.
A bloody knife.
Yeah.
And some zombie makeup.
Okay.
So I'm going to put a knife through my head and then get zombified. And then I'm going to put a suit on because I never get a chance to wear a suit. Boom.
Oh.
Zombie stockbroker.
That's pretty good.
That is money.
Barrett,
you need
last
to carry
year,
a briefcase with people's souls inside of it. That
Barrett
you stole.
Was a zombie pizza delivery driver last year, which was
I got some tips from him on my zombie walk.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture. He did a really good job with it. Yeah.
And then Sunday is my big day.
Yeah.
I'm going to the Patriots game.
Hey!
I hear Annie Dow is going to be there too, but she's not going to the game.
No, just a party bus.
Just going to party bus down to Gillette and then
I'm sorry,
bar hop.
This is so much time that we don't have. For me to understand why you would go all the way there and not go into the game. But you know what? What do I know?
Someone organizes a bus. They tell me where to be when I'm going, and I'm there.
So me and Annie are both going to be day drunk at Gillette.
Yay!
Let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.